Obama bitten by the hand that feeds him. Progressive Democrats suffer whiplash from a quick White House deal with Republicans over tax cuts for the rich.
And I also think that there's this general sense that we need the president to be the leader of our country, to be the leader of our party, and to be the leader of the values we believe in. And he seems to go from zero to compromise in 3.5 seconds.
Congressman Anthony Weiner and the base of the Democratic Party are suddenly worried about being out of the strike zone in 2012. Who will get punished for a tax cut on Christmas? Democrats see Obama kissing Republicans? Oh, the weather outside is frightful. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The voices of some angry Democrats this morning. Also, a remembrance of Elizabeth Edwards, who passed away at 61 yesterday. It's Wednesday, December 8th. Let's go right to the morning's top news stories. MasterCard's website is down this morning. It's believed to be the handiwork of hackers showing their support of WikiLeaks. Attacks have also hit the sites of PayPal and the Swiss bank that froze Julian Assange's money. A British court has denied bail to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange after he turned himself in yesterday. They called him a flight risk. Assange wanted in Sweden for questioning on allegations of rape. Mark Stevens is Assange's British attorney. He believes there's more to the extradition warrant than sex crimes allegations.
I think that the timing of this has got to be related to the cables. We have to remember that the Swedes dropped any allegations of sexual misconduct against Julian Assange as long ago as September of this year.
Yet U.S. State Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley has called for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to return the leaked U.S. Embassy cables, claiming they are stolen property. But it's unclear if Assange can be charged with a crime in connection with the document release. President Obama takes on critics in his own party, reminding them that his deal with Republicans over tax cuts, which we reported on yesterday, isn't permanent.
We're going to keep on having this battle. But in the meantime, I'm not here to play games with the American people or the health of our economy.
The compromise heads to the House of Representatives now. The President and Vice President Biden have been paying tribute to Elizabeth Edwards, the estranged wife of former Senator John Edwards. She died in her North Carolina home yesterday after a long battle with breast cancer. Much of that fight played out on the campaign trail as her husband made a bid for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. President Obama said he and the First Lady were saddened by the news. Senator Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, called her an inspiration. She was 61 years old. The White House says it's dropping efforts to persuade Israel to adopt a 90-day freeze on building settlements in occupied territory. The Obama administration had hoped Israel could be enticed to adopt the ban with $3 billion in military aid. Top Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are scheduled to meet, nevertheless, next week. North Korean military drills this morning in the Yellow Sea. The Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen is in the region pressing China to use its influence to rein in North Korea.
I do not believe we should continue to reward that behavior with bargaining or new incentives. China has unique influence. Therefore, they bear unique responsibility.
Mullen went on to criticize China's, quote, tacit approval of North Korean militancy. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in discussions with government officials who want the mortgage giants to join a federal housing administration program aimed at reducing mortgage balances for borrowers. As many as 1.5 million homeowners could benefit from the program, but it would mean deeper losses for Fannie and Freddie. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are mixed. Futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 11,359. The S&P opens at 1,223. The Nasdaq starts at 2,598. Coming up, John Lennon passed away 30 years ago. We talk with the first British reporter on the scene, Tom Brook. He remembers that fateful day in New York 30 years ago today. That's later on this hour. But first, we also remember the passing of Elizabeth Edwards. She succumbed to breast cancer yesterday. We talk with a friend of Edwards, Andrea Peirce, in just a few moments.